Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we're watching episode 509 of Power Rangers Dino Thunder, episode 13, White Thunder, part 3.
It aired on May 1st, 2004, written by Doug Sloan. May 1st be with you. Oh. Well, now I don't want to do it.
I only get four episodes of this joke.
I do have an announcement to make. This is going to be my last episode.
No, Riley's worst nightmares have come true!
That's goofs. This is all goofs. Written by Doug Sloan and Jackie Marchand, directed by Charlie Haskell. The same, you know, it's been that theme for the last two episodes.
Same way it's been. This is episode 3 of the week, which is already... like it's me looking at a mountain going like, well, I gotta climb it and I really don't want to, so we're gonna try to make this quick. So what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch Power Rangers, we come back and talk about it, and you can follow along if you have Netflix until February 1st or the DVDs, because 2 days into the year Papa Hasbro decided to pull some bullshit and all Power Rangers is going away. Josh, I know you heard about this.
I did hear about this. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Have you heard about this? Hey, folks, you hear about this one? Some dumb stuff is going to happen on February 1st, and that all of Power Rangers except for Mighty Morphin, Beef Morpher, and Ninja Steel is going away from Netflix.
Yep, so I guess watch it all now.
Get it all in.
And hope you remember it for the next... binge all of it in the next 3 weeks. 2 weeks, I think, maybe, when this goes out.
Week?
I don't know.
It's definitely binge at least 2 weeks.
Everything from beginning to end, binge it all, and hope you can remember it in 6 years when we cover it.
I guess next week. I guess this will be next week. So you have 2 weeks.
This does suck, and it does suck a lot. I have the DVDs up through RPM, but Netflix is so much more convenient.
It's so much more convenient. I have to buy them because I only have up through Lost Galaxy, so I have to start buying them. And here's the wild thing, is that I have the collections of... the first two, right? The Mighty Morphin set and then the, I think it's Zeo through Lost Galaxy set.
Mm-hmm.
I have that, and I want to get the other two sets because they look nice and I want to have them next to each other.
They're pretty good. Yeah, they look good.
They are prohibitively expensive now. The next set, the set that Dino Thunder is included in, which is... oh crap, what is it? Lightspeed through Dino Thunder.
Yeah.
I think that's 5. Is $120. So that's probably not gonna happen. And then
I think that is cheaper than just buying them individually though.
It's not. I looked. No? It's way cheaper to buy them individually. They're like $9 to $12 a piece now, currently.
But now this is a collector's item, you see.
I know. Well, the next set, SPD through RPM, the last 5 of that set is only $90, so that's reasonable, I guess. But it's still not $50, which it would be to get them all individually.
Here's what sucks that I found out, is that they didn't make any more Samurais, so you can buy them...
They made 9 copies of the Samurai DVDs.
Yeah, they made like a handful, because they were like, no one wants to watch this one.
Yeah.
And so 9 people bought them, and you can buy them used for like $140.
Yeah, so...
But I'm not going to pay that for Samurai.
No, so we don't have to worry about Samurai for a while.
Megaforce and Dino Charge have double packs that are $20. And
okay, that's not bad.
Ninja Steel and Ninja Super Steel do not have a double pack, but I think each set is $13. Like Ninja Steel is $13 and Super Steel is $13.
Okay, and those are on Blu-ray too. Those might be on Blu-ray even, because I heard Ninja Steel came out on Blu-ray. So like that's neat, but like... why do this at all?
The only thing I can think is that they're going to either be doing their own thing, like Hasbro is going to be doing their own thing, because they own like a lot of stuff now.
They do.
Which is also a bad move, because I don't want to spend another $5 to $10 a month on another thing.
No, so here's the thing. I watch 8 episodes of Power, well, I guess 9 episodes this month, right? Because we did, or no, 8, still 8 episodes. I watch 8 episodes of Power Rangers a month, maybe more than that, you know?
Yeah.
That's not $10 a month. That's not $5 a month worth it, you know? Like,
no.
So, and I don't know who's going to be like, oh, I gotta watch Power Rangers. I better get the Hasbro network. Why not just team up with Netflix and put all your stuff on there and have them exclusive to Netflix? A thing everyone already has.
I don't know. Why? Maybe they're going to Hulu.
They're not. It's because Disney owns Hulu mostly, so.
I guess that's true. I don't know. It's stupid.
A lot of people are saying Tubi, which is free. There's just like two ad breaks in it. So like that's.
Yeah, but that's. Tubi's dirty.
It is a dirty. Tubi is the only website that is like a real website with streaming things on it that is like legal, that feels like it's illegal. Like it feels like it's some sort of like, we pirate all this stuff, don't tell your dad. Like
Nick Reboot. It's like the same kind of feeling.
It feels like Nick Reboot, but without any of the charm that Nick Reboot had. R.I.P. in peace, Nick Reboot. Mourn you till we join you.
We've been trying to watch CSI Cyber for I think 3 years now, and it is available currently on demand on Pluto TV, which I did not know had an on demand feature.
I didn't either. I thought that was just
here's your CSI Cyber channel. Hope you catch the episode you need. But no, they have some on demand stuff, and CSI Cyber is on there.
Okay.
I'm bringing that up because Pluto is another free one that also feels a little dirty.
Yeah, it does. It just seems illegal. Because
the episodes are also not in order. So you have to like do research to watch it.
I don't want to have a TV guide near me to watch this. Other. This isn't 1997. And unless I'm on PrimeStar, I don't want to do that. Also, people are saying like maybe they'll go to Paramount Network, which is another thing that doesn't need to exist because we're reaching this like streaming service bubble that's about to pop. Like we can all feel it's it close. About to collapse.
It's like, really close. Because I remember thinking in high school, I was like, man, cable costs a lot of money. Why don't they just make it like so you only pay for the channels that you want? And that's kind of what they're doing, but they're charging too much.
They're charging a lot more than they should, which is bananas.
Well, hopefully Viacom CBS will buy them and they'll just go on CBS All Access, which
give me your password. So.
That's only $6.99 a month with ads, which isn't terrible. It's $9.99 for ad free, which is still not too bad. And it has, you know, Survivor on it, seasons 1 through 40.
Watch that. So. I'm not going to watch Survivor. I'm not going to watch 40 seasons of Survivor.
And it has every season of Big Brother, and it has like a bunch of old Nick shows, and they just got some MTV stuff because they all merged.
Hashtag non-spawn, by the way.
So just put it on there for me. Here's the thing. I can just watch it conveniently still.
Here's the thing, Papa Hasbro. If you're listening, and I have to imagine you have somebody listening to every Power Rangers podcast, right? They've got to. Just send us some codes. Give us a subscription to whatever the hell you put it on, and we'll talk great about it. We're willing to sell out now. We've hit 500. We're willing to sell out if it's easier to watch Power Rangers. Anyway. We're going to go watch the episode now that we're all charged up.
When I was digging into this, I went so far as the Power Rangers subreddit because I wanted to see if there's like an official press release, and I knew there wasn't going to be.
There's not.
No, there's nothing. They're just taking it away. But I did see another rumor. I don't know if we want to talk about it now or if we want to wait and do it after the jump.
Let me sit in suspense for a minute.
Okay.
But real quick, what I want to – just last thing about this is when the news broke, I heard it from Ranger Danger, who tweeted I forget who they quote tweeted saying – they were like, this sucks. We'll figure out what to do, but hey, this is stupid, which it is. But it said it was leaving Netflix Australia and like Indonesia and maybe one South American country, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then it turns out it was – so that was like – so I went to bed going like, at least it's not America. And then I woke up going, ah, it's America too.
Yeah, when I played it today, it popped up in the top left. It was like, last chance to view this is January 31st.
Yeah, and I'm like, hey, why – do you know how – okay, so here's the thing about that, Netflix. I'm going to be on Netflix a lot less often now because I only come here to watch Power Rangers. So this is bad for everyone involved.
Yeah, I don't – Latasha uses it a little bit. She's been watching Schitt's Creek, but I don't know if she's watching it on Netflix or something else.
I think it's on Netflix. I don't know if it's on anywhere else.
I think
else,
she was watching it on Netflix.
I have not seen it. But anyway, let's go watch Thunder.
The T stands for Thunder.
Part 3.
Dino Thunder Power Up!
Yeah.
back, and we just watched White Thunder Part 3 of 4. Possibly 5. I don't know.
Well, Josh, I got good news from last time. It's not unrelated to Parts 1 and 2. I have bad news, though. It doesn't finish.
Nope.
Or it does, but then it goes, but wait, there's more.
But it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
I don't think it
does. The only thing, so I think we'll talk about it when we get there. HeyJakeandJosh.com, that's the website. You can go there. You can listen to old episodes up through Lightspeed. Time Force has started falling off. So when you get some time, if that exists ever in your future.
Well, ironically enough, it's Time Force that needs time.
I know. It's time for Time Force. Time Force.
I gotta use my time tomorrow or Wednesday morning to make a Mario level for y'all to play.
Right.
And then after that, maybe I can make a level, or not a level.
Make a what level of Time Force.
I can make a level of Time Force on the archive site.
Yeah. You can also go to the archive feed, which has the first 10 seasons of the show up there. No bonuses, which a lot of our bonuses are just gone. We need to also maybe get those in the archive. I don't even remember where we stopped them.
I can figure it out.
Okay.
I haven't deleted any of them off the feed. I just haven't been copying the bonuses over when I do the seasons.
Right. So those places. There's also two classic feeds that go up to TERP. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @morphinggrid. We're on Applejack Podcasts. We're on Google Play, Podknife, Podbay.
Burn it, burn.
Hey, rock and roll. I don't have a joke for that one. I just thought of that earlier while I was watching the episode, and I was like, that's what the fake one's gonna be today.
I think that's it.
That's it.
A lot of old man rock band references for this season.
Yeah, well, you know.
Well, I guess two bands so far.
Just really the two. You can leave us a rating review in any of those places. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show, and we really appreciate it. Josh, you said you had something to talk about from subreddit.
I did. What was that? It was a rumor. Take it with a grain of salt, because I couldn't find like an actual source.
A rumor on Reddit is, yeah, you need 3 to 4 grains of salt per.
But the rumor is that Dino Fury, which is the newly announced season,
yep,
is going to be the last Sentai adaptation.
I've heard that. I think that rumor comes from the fact that they cut ties with Toei.
Oh, that could be.
So this is like the last season they have. But also, when they announced that like a guy is going to be in charge of Power Rangers, and they're making like Riverdale Power Rangers and new movies reboots. They also said that like there will still be a kids show, which will still be take the Sentai, make it Power Rangers. But I don't know if they have a different plan for that or not.
Right. Are they just going to...
They're just going to dig up the old suits and do it again. Yeah. Mighty Morphin reboot, but now they have all the suits except for Rita Revolta, who was tragically damaged in transit at some point in 1999.
R.I.P. in peace, Rita Revolta.
I know.
You shall be missed.
You think we would have got him if the 2017 movies went on long enough? Do you think one of the 7 sequels they had planned had Rita Revolta in it?
I don't, because the name Rita Revolta is so stupid.
The name Rita Repulsa is really stupid when you're trying to be serious, too.
Yeah, and they did do that one, so.
When everything's, like, slimy and, like, kind of gross and, like, real, like, it looks real. This is Power Rangers for adults. It's real now. Then you're like, I'm Rita Repulsa. I'm like, okay, well. We could have stopped
Space
at the first.
Space Witch and former Green Power Ranger.
Yeah, because like Zordon is like a thing by itself. That could just be a dumb alien word, right? Like that's his name. That's fine. It's not like a pun on how gross she is.
Did they call
know?
Her Rita Repulsa? Or did they just call her Rita?
I haven't watched the movie in a couple of years, but I'm pretty confident they call her Rita Repulsa. Because I remember
I think
in the theater being like, hold on. You can't. She's going to eat a man in a minute and, like, just eat a whole man and his bones.
And a refreshing Krispy Kreme donut.
And get a nice wet Krispy Kreme donut. Mm,
they should be called soggy creams.
At best. Anyways, yeah, so I don't know if it'll be the last one with the Sentai. Who knows? Power Rangers is about to get real weird, y'all. And,
yeah,
you know,
I think we've already, like, kind of brainstormed what they might do if they don't do that anymore. I'm curious to see what happens.
Same, yeah.
What's going to happen to us when there's two different concurrent Power Ranger things on TV?
Well, we'll have to worry about that when we catch up to it, Josh. We've got plenty of time.
But if they're starting a new teen drama show with murder and sex in it.
Uh-huh. Well, then we do a murder, sex, Power Ranger podcast, and I'm going to have to beep out a lot more stuff, probably.
But if it's outside of the traditional Power Rangers timeline, do we do it live, or do we just wait until we get to wherever it came out?
I feel like we just do it in order, right? Like, we go through Power Rangers, and then after Beef Morpher and Dino Fury, we figure out which came first, and we pick one, depending on where we are.
Let's say Angel Grove comes out concurrently with Dino Fury.
Okay, then...
which one do we do first?
Maybe then we do, like, on Mondays we do one, on Fridays we do the other.
Oh, okay.
But the other... see, the thing is, Angel Grove is going to be an hour-long episode. Like, it's going to be 40 minutes long, right? So I feel like we do one a week of those, and then we do Dino Fury, or... I don't know. We have so much time to figure this out. We're on season 12, so we have some time.
That's true. Like 900. So
yeah. So normally we would do emails and all that kind of stuff, but again, it's Friday. We've already talked a lot about how Papa Hasbro is doing us dirty, even though I've been saying if you have Netflix or the DVDs for 7 years, Papa Hasbro, this is how you do me.
Well, you'll be able to say it again when we get to Ninja Steel.
If it's not gone by then.
It'll be gone by then, or it'll all be back by then.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's like, it'll either, like, by the time we get back that far, like, I'm hoping within, like, a year, they're like, yeah, I'm just kidding, it's back on Netflix, we screwed up, sorry.
I'm hoping that, because there's been other shows that Latasha has watched that have popped that warning up, and then when it gets to that date, the warning just goes away.
I mean, maybe we'll get luck. Maybe the fan backlash will, you know.
Maybe that'll happen. And I won't have to dig out a f***ing DVD every time I want to watch one episode of Power Rangers.
Right? Like, it's a good thing I bought a optical drive for my laptop, because I'd have, like, I have an Xbox in my room. But, like, switching from entirely different things, it's going to be a nightmare. I'll be grumpy when we have to start doing that. We got about 3 more weeks of me not being just a grump about having to watch Power Rangers. We start off where we ended with the Zords facing off. It's the big Dragozord, which is mostly a pterodactyl again. It's a big... I haven't asked Shannon if it's technically a wyvern or not, but I don't think it is. It's mostly a pterodactyl.
It is. Hold on. At one point, better than good.
Keep going. I'm gonna message Shannon right now and just ask her.
Okay. Well, what I'm looking at for wyverns, it looks like it might be. Did it have separate arms? Do you remember if the sword has separate arms?
I don't think it did. I think it just has wingies that come and attach. Maybe it's got fingies at the end of it.
Okay. Then that would be, if I'm looking at the right thing, that would be a wyvern.
All right. I'm messaging Shannon right now. What kind of dragon is the Dragozord?
But there's one point later on in the episode where the Pterazord will be down on the ground, and the head is exactly the same. Like, I thought it was the Dragozord, and I was like, how did that happen?
The Pterodactyl?
Yeah, after he...
Oh, when they... Yeah, later. Okay, yeah, yeah. No,
yeah,
I,
when
yeah,
he
okay.
pops the Megazord and all the Zords fall out.
See, because last time I thought it was just literally Titanus' head, which is literally... the Brachiosaurus head, but it is a little more, it's more pointed, but it is just pretty much a pterodactyl. All right, well, I sent Shannon a message. I'll let everybody know.
More on this as it develops.
So the Dragozord controls itself. Trent is pulling a Green Ranger from season one, and it's just kind of off to the side being like, you go, girl.
Maybe it's later. I can't remember. Is he conducting at some point?
He is conducting. He is doing conducting with his little, I almost call it a Fen Pether.
His pen stylus.
Feather. Yeah, it's a little stylus. But also, it extends like Saba. This is just literally, what if Green Ranger was White Ranger too?
Did somebody watch this and then write Lord Drakon in the comics?
I'm confident. Because
if this
that
was
this
Tommy, if this was Tommy, it feels like it would be kind of like the same thing.
Yeah.
And I do think in this episode, I come around with, I like that it is not Tommy, even though everything points to it being Tommy.
Yeah.
Because I do like the idea of Tommy fighting
that
someone that is basically an evil him.
Yeah. I still wish that Tommy would just be the mentor and then find this out, you know, instead of also being a Power Ranger. Because then we could have another person be a Power Ranger and like...
Yeah.
You know, I feel like that would be a little bit better and let him just be a cool mentor.
It's really weird because he does not fit in the Power Ranger team at all.
No, because he's an old man. He's a 45-year-old, 25-year-old, and he is not – he shouldn't hang out with these teens. And every time he gets to, like, pull like, dad rank on them, it really works.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, we should just let him be the mentor and not worried about getting him in a dumb suit.
At least get him in the cool suit.
Right. And so he's – so the Dragozord screams and flaps its wings and buildings get destroyed and trash goes everywhere. And Devin and Cassidy get covered in what I'm – they call garbage later, but I'm pretty sure it's just bird poop.
They are still covered in whatever the Lost Boys threw on them.
You're right. I forgot about the Lost Boys, a completely necessary thing.
It took me a minute. Later, Cassidy's going to be talking to – Haley in cyberspace or whatever that place is called, and she says like, and she's talking about how the kids should be grounded for destroying the whole town, and that's when I put it together that it was still the trash that they threw on them.
I thought when she said that she was saying that the Power Rangers should be grounded for destroying the town. And I thought that was funny.
How quick to forget the Lost Boys you are.
I know. I can't believe I forgot old grandma boy. Anyway, so they get separated too, because they're like, we need to go this way. No, we need to go this way. No, we need to go this way. And then two people like go between them, and I guess they fly off to the sides and they can't reconnect because Gooch goes one way, Cassidy goes the other. That will become important later. We cut to Tommy, who calls the Stegozord, which I forgot they got the Stegozord already, but then I remembered it was the it was from the Ocean episode, and it was like a surfboard. Like a Stegosaurus.
Yeah. And Ethan got it, which is, so it's weird that Tommy can just commandeer it, I guess.
I guess Tommy can just use anyone that he wants because he's the coolest ranger, Josh.
So can any one of them use them?
That would be pretty cool. But, because the only ones we know that are bonded to them are their Zords.
Right. Their namesake Zords.
Yeah. But yeah, other than that, if they could just control, if all of the other Zords, they're just like, yeah, these are communal Zords. That would be cool.
Well, he calls them auxiliary Zords later on in the episode, which is neat.
So I guess they're just like extras, in case you need them. So they do a fight, but here's the thing. Trent just takes the Stegozord and then combines it with the Dragozord. He just steals it.
He's like, I was hoping you would do that. And then does he say that it's mine?
He's like, it's mine. And then he does the little conducting, and then it's like, you're right, I am yours. And not theirs.
Yes, he uses his telepathy to turn it to the dark side.
And then later, Tommy will not use telepathy to get it back, even though that's what they've done a bunch of times.
Yeah, he'll hack it from his morpher, which is odd. And it also does not hold because Trent's going to get it back.
No, even when he does, he's like, I don't think it worked great. So they fight. So it combines. I do love the look of the Stego. They call it the Dino Stegozord, which I think they should call it the Drago Stegozord, but they do not.
Weird choice.
Yeah. So they fight. I think it's called like the Drago Stinger, the Dino Stinger. It's like the wing or a tail or something from the Dragozord. And they go to drill Trent, and he just like sets it in the air and it holds there, and then it intercepts the drill so hard that it knocks their Zords apart and sends them out flying.
If this was a better show.
Okay, continue.
Is the White Ranger now, okay, we could still have Trent, and I don't even mind Trent getting White Ranger powers later, but this evil White Ranger, an evil Tommy clone.
Yes.
Is that good or stupid?
I feel like that would be good. I feel like what they could have done is that, and then had Tommy be like, here, you can be the Black Ranger now that you're outside, now the White Ranger is out of you. you can be the Black Ranger.
Yeah.
And then they just got to fight the evil Tommy clone. So I don't know. I think evil Tommy clone for the White Ranger would have been a pretty dope reveal. Everybody's like, what up? I'm Tom that you left in 1801. Right? Like,
they break the visor and it's just Tommy's eyes in there.
That would be so dope. Then again, that is just Lord Drakkon. So I am convinced that...
That's true. But Drakkon's from a different timeline, right? He's not like a clone.
No, he's Tommy from a different... But I am now convinced that Kyle Higgins, when he was watching Power Rangers to like figure everything out and like get a bunch of ideas, he watched Mighty Morphin because that's all that the stuff was based on until Shattered Grid. And then he's like, well, Tommy's also in this other season, so let me watch that other season. And he's like, oh, you know what they should have done? And that's what he did. And he made that Lord Drakkon. So then Ethan asks... Again, since when do they have bad rangers? Well, Ethan, if you watch the video, you will know that the second thing that happened is that there was a bad Power Ranger.
And it was Tommy.
And then you also asked last time if there were bad Power Rangers.
And Tommy told you it happens sometimes.
Come on, Ethan.
You've seen the Psycho Rangers.
He watched Psycho Rangers. He watched American Zenok who got a thing. They talked about it. Like, come on, Ethan. Please keep up. I'm trying so hard to like you in every moment. You just don't want me to. And I don't, it's not, it's the worst, it's the writing's fault. But it is Ethan's problem. You know, like.
Yeah.
So. Tommy uses his morpher to break the Stegosaur away, but when he does that again, he's like, it's not going to last. The control he did was too good, so I don't know. And the Stegosaur just kind of like walks away, like just like walks down the road, like, all right, see you later, guys.
I'm just going to go over here and try to figure out what happened.
Well, my brain's jumping all over the place. So the White Ranger jumps down, and he's like, ugh. And like Trent's voice is coming through, not like the deep voice that the White Ranger has. And he lands in front of Devin, who's like, the White Ranger, oh, don't go anywhere. Like, I got to get my camera. And he pulls his camera out and he stands up and hits his head on a pipe and knocks himself out.
What is that pipe doing there? Why is there just like a big concrete pipe running across an alley?
Why is there a head level pipe in an alleyway? I don't know.
Just to knock Devin out.
The camera, though, is still recording. It lands on the ground, still recording. And that is one of the many things that do not get wrapped up this episode.
No, that's going to lead in. They do talk about it again, so it's going to lead into the next one. I'm starting to wonder now. I think Cassidy and Devin, I think they're going to figure it out.
I kind of hope they do. I'm excited to see what happens. We cut back to Tommy's lab. The Rangers are like, wow, that sucked. That was a bad. We're having a bad time. And Tommy's like, yeah, get used to it. There's going to be a lot of bad days like this. And then Kira's like, what about the glass half full? And Tommy's like, the glass is empty, Kira.
Right. Yeah, if there's something in it, sure, half full. But right now, there's nothing in the glass.
There is nothing in the glass. And that is when it is important for you to, like, dig deep and, like, grab the stuff that made you Power Rangers in the first place. And, like, that's when you got to, like, put it together.
Yeah. So forget about everything that's going on and go do things that are
go
fun for you.
Play.
Go. He tells them to go play.
He's like, isn't there a video game you want to play? And he's like, I don't even want to look at a computer. And Kira's like, I haven't picked up my guitar in days. And Connor's like, I could play soccer.
I'll play soccer. That sounds good.
And he goes and plays soccer. So we cut to Connor playing soccer.
How come Connor is dressed head to toe in red, but he appears to be on the green team?
It's a metaphor.
Everybody passes the ball to is wearing green.
Everyone's wearing green, but nobody's wearing the same uniform. So I feel like this is a weird pickup game. Like, everyone has different uniforms. So I feel like they're like, all right, everyone just memorize who your teammates are and hope for the best. They don't even have, like, the gross, you know, gym shirt things to wear. They're not doing, like, shirts versus skins or...
Kira's got a monopoly on those.
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, so he does a pretty good soccer, and he scores the goal, and they're like, yeah, you did it. And then he sees Trent sitting on a bench, like, and he goes over, he's like, hey, hold on one second, I gotta go see what's up with Trent.
Yeah, he asks the guys, like, how long has Trent been there? And the guy's like, I don't know, man, I wasn't looking.
I don't know, I'm doing a soccer. That same guy later will be like, I don't care about the guy who's clearly on drugs, forget him.
Why give this guy lines?
I don't know. I guess it's
he could,
like,
just shrug and it would be the same thing.
I don't know. I like that they gave him lines, right? I like that they paid someone to say a line because Power Rangers hates doing that. But at the same time, like, it just kind of fills the world out a little bit, and that there are other people than Power Rangers and people right. in the credits. But he goes up to Trent and he's like, "Hey man, are you okay?" Trent has blurry vision and looks like he just did a lot of heroin. And if you're a Power Ranger and you're like, "Oh, people turn into bad Power Rangers sometimes," and like this is clearly like an effect of that, you would be like, "Sure, that is what Trent looks like." But if you're a regular person, you'd be like, "Whoa, man, you either have an extreme flu or you have been doing drugs and you don't like it." Like,
yeah, I don't think they're agreeing with you, my man.
Yeah, and like then he's like, "Just leave me alone," and runs away. And this is when anyone would be like, "Oh, that's drugs." Yeah. that's definitely drugs then. So, oh, sorry, I just got a message from Shannon. We have a communique. I'm pretty sure that's just a dinosaur with high hopes for its future. Because it's just a pterodactyl that everyone's just, "No, that's a dragon."
Maybe it's a, what other, hang on, because there's like different types of like triceratops and like T-Rex-like looking things. So I wonder if there's any different, I shouldn't do this in the current meat tab.
Yeah, don't, no, that, don't do that. Well, thank you, Shannon, our resident dragon expert.
Is there a difference between a pteranodon and a pterodactyl?
I don't know, man. Do I look like a paleontologist to you?
Pteranodon versus pterodactyl. It's an autofill.
Someone else had this question. They were watching. Like, what is this?
Pteranodon was much bigger. I guess that's the difference. They're big okay. pterodactyls. Is this bigger than the pterosaur?
Is it still with a P? Is it a pterodon?
It is a pterodon. Pteranodon.
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 I think the Dragozord is a pteranodon.
That makes sense. Let me look up the Dragozord. Let me get a good look at it. Oh, what did I do? I reset Google.
Oh, beans. Oh, heckin' beans.
Dragozord.
It's going to be like, did you mean Dragonzord?
No, it actually showed up.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
A little shocked. This is a
pteranodon.
This is a pteranodon, yeah.
This is a pteranodon.
It's either a pteranodon or like the littlest dragon.
Right. It's like a Dragon Tales dragon, yeah. Which are just little Godzillas. Okay, so now that we have that cleared up, Trent leaves and Connor's like, "I gotta go check on him." And that same guy who was like, "I don't know who that is," is like, "Forget him, he's gone." And Connor's like, I'm not just gonna, like, clearly he is in trouble. Clearly that guy needs some help. So he chases after him. We cut back to cyberspace. Cassidy comes in. This is when she's like, the kids... the Lost Boys gang that threw garbage and the food on me should be grounded. But I forgot about them. The seminal hit of the character fight of 2014, old grandma boy, Grandma Rufio. And I just thought that she was like, the Power Rangers started destroying the city, and I think they should be grounded for that. And I thought that was hilarious.
According to the Ranger Wiki,
A reputable source.
I'm still on Dragozord here.
Okay, Josh, we gotta get over this.
It's based on a Tupuxuara.
Was that a dragon?
No, it's like a weird pterosaur. It's got like a big weird head.
Okay.
Like,
why
the skeleton
call
it a
Dragozord?
The skeleton of it looks like a baby pterodactyl. Like, its skull is just massive.
Is that one of those ones that paleontologists found the head of one, the body of another, and put them together and said it was a new dinosaur?
It could be. Genus of large, crested, and toothless pterodactyloid pterosaur from the early Cretaceous period.
They just found the head of an adult pterodactyl and the body of a small one and went, "This is a new dinosaur."
Yeah.
Which is what they did for a lot of things.
Every artist rendering of this thing looks so stupid.
I'm gonna look it up later. Also, like, the same thing with like Triceratops. Like, Triceratops are actually baby versions of a different thing, and they thought they were different. And then later on, they were like, actually, the other ones are just adult Triceratopses now.
Yeah, and then Brontosaurus was like a mishmash of a couple different things.
Yeah.
And then they discovered like a new long neck and they were like, this is the Brontosaurus now.
Yeah. Because they're like, we already had the name. We're not going to get a new name for dinosaur. Are you kidding me? For a dinosaur? They're old. They don't need new names. If I found a dinosaur, I would absolutely call it the Jakeosaurus, though. Like, not even a question.
The LL Cool Raptor would be what I went with.
What a dumb dinosaur you would find, Josh.
Ladies love cool raptors, Jake. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, God. All right, so Connor goes to check out. So Cassie comes back in. She's like, the Power Rangers should be grounded, but it's not the Power Rangers, the Lost Boys, who I forgot about. So then Devin comes in, clearly concussed, like 100% with a concussion. And he's like, hey, I'm glad you're not dead. She's like, where were you? He's like, I don't know. I definitely hit my head and can't
don't let
remember
me fall
anything. So don't let me fall asleep. If I throw up, please turn my head. And then we kind of like push in on his camera bag, like, you know what's in there is a camera that saw Trent. And I'm pretty excited for that to get wrapped up.
I can't wait for it to be
boots,
blank.
Just boots. Like, they're like, whose boots are those? And then Cassie spends an episode looking at everybody's shoes trying to figure out who's what. So we cut to Connor, who's like, he goes into a quarry and he's like, oh man, Trent was just here. And then the White Ranger attacks him and he does not put anything together. Bless his heart. They start fighting. He does get knocked off a cliff. He does like a falling morph. He's like, Donald Thunder, power up.
Yeah, because the White Ranger like spears him off the edge.
Like a full-on Roman Reigns spear right off the edge. It's pretty good. So he lands and he's like, all right, time to fight. And Connor's like, I don't want to fight at all. Why do we have to fight? You're also a Power Ranger. And he's like, don't matter. And he throws his sword on the ground. He's like, I guess you're a chicken. Because now my sword's not even here. Connor's like, I guess we'll fight then. At some point, he pulls out his staff, and he's like, can't beat me. Or he pulls out his gun, he's like, can't beat me without a weapon. And he's like, fine. He throws it on the ground, which will come back to bite him a little bit later.
Shoot him in the ass.
We cut to Mezogog, who's like, all right, I want to talk to this White Ranger. I want to see what his deal is. So send a monster to distract the other Rangers so that I can go talk to a White Ranger. So he does that, and it's just Angor again.
It's just Angor again.
Did he not die last time?
He definitely got blown up last time.
Well, he's
got
back.
Cut into pieces.
He did. He did get chopped up into little pieces.
But I guess they just rained on him and grew him back.
I was wondering why they had the big scissors arm at the beginning, and I forgot that it's because they cut Angor up. So we cut to Tommy's lab and Kira comes in and he's like, I thought you might be here. She's like, yeah, the whole like go have kid fun thing, which is a weird thing to say. Like kid fun is just, I feel like it puts you on a watch list. She's like, the whole kid fun thing is hard to do when the world is at stake. And he's like, yeah, that'll happen. And then Ethan comes in. He's like, I also could not play video games. I love that Connor's like, no, I could play soccer. I'm fine. So then Angor is back and Connor calls for help at the same time. And he's like, all right, we're going to split up. Kira, you're with me. We're going to go fight Angor. Ethan, go help Connor. So we cut to Ethan wheeling away. Just doing a wheelie down the street. Like, woo!
I can't get behind this guy as hard as I want to. I can't do it.
Yeah, I'm trying, but they're not giving me anything to like work with. I'm hoping that soon, because we're only 13 episodes in. Is that what this one is? 13 episode 13?
13. Yeah.
So we've got like 2/3 of the series left, and I'm hoping he can come around, you know, because like everyone kind of came around. So like there's nobody that I actively hate other than Trey. Right.
And Leo.
And Leo. That's true. Leo did one cool thing at the end.
Right. Even Damon, like, came around towards
the
end.
You keep saying Damon when you mean Joel.
I mean Joel.
Joel didn't come around.
What happened?
Josh just shut the meat off. He just hung up the meat.
Here's what happened.
So embarrassed he hung up the phone.
I'm out. I wasn't kidding when I said this was it for me. 13 episodes in the Dino Thunder. We had
this
a good
is all
run.
Staying in. This is all staying. I'm not cutting any of this.
No, what happened is my thumb bumped the return button, and I guess that hangs up the meat call, but does not close the tab. Because it immediately dropped me onto the join now screen.
That's weird.
I don't know what happened.
Anyway, Joel came around, but Dr. Fairweather did have to erase some of his personality and memories to get there. So
yes.
We cut back to Connor getting just destroyed by the White Ranger, just absolutely getting his butt handed to him while Ethan is off doing wheelies. He's like, I'm on my way, but first I got a stunt to do. Woo!
I don't feel like it has ever taken a Power Ranger this long to get where they were going before.
Never.
Because Connor dies twice before Ethan gets there.
He does. So then Ethan is like waylaid by Krusty. It's like a Krusty jumps on him, but he doesn't stop driving. And he's still late, right? Like he's still late. So he just showed up late. So a Krusty jumps on him and he's like trying to get him off. We cut back to Connor, who is getting shot in the butt by the White Ranger, who picks up Connor's gun and is like, now I have a machine gun, ho ho ho.
Now I've got the weapons and the power.
And he shoots his butt, and then Connor just gets a suit upgrade.
Yeah, so he gets the crap blasted out of him by the White Ranger, and he gets like a death scene where he's like kind of falling backwards and it's like all exploding around him, and then he collapses. And then the teeth on his outfit grow out into real teeth.
Yeah, and his helmet roars, which is dope as hell.
That's really cool, but the teeth thing on the suit looks really stupid.
I like it, but I think it looks stupid. I don't think...
They're too flimsy.
The problem is, so if they were just, like, raised, if they just, like, turned into, like, big scales, basically, it would be fine. But they stick off, like, their little wingies. Yeah. And
they, like, flap when he's running.
They flap. So, you know what, Josh? Actually, maybe this is just accurate to how dinosaurs really had feathers.
Oh, maybe it's not teeth at all. It's just feathers.
It's just feathers like
now
dinosaurs.
Now maybe I'm coming around on it then.
So... I do love the helmet roar. That is genuinely awesome. Like, that is A+. Ethan stops. He does a skid stop because there's a bunch of Krustys there. One flies off. Then he fights a bunch of Krustys. Cut back to the White Ranger, who after Connor gets his power up, he, like, blasts him or hits him or something. I forget exactly how he attacks the White Ranger. But the White Ranger's like, you got me. And then dies, I guess.
He's like, you got me. You don't have to worry about the White Ranger anymore. And then he just, like, falls. He's, like,
stiff as a board, falls.
Like, Pratt falls backwards.
It's like a reverse. Remember a couple episodes ago when Golden Boy, like stood up like a full Undertaker? Not like a sit-up, but, like, from his feet down? He does a reverse that. And he falls all the way down onto his back. And then we go to commercial. And then... we come back and Connor runs up and he's like, I didn't mean to kill you. Oh no. And the White Ranger's like, psych, and then shoots him in the butt again.
And also gets his dagger back and, like, slashes him a couple times and kicks. He just beats the shit out of him again.
He just beats him up more. And then the thing extends like Saba. And this is when I was like, it's just what if Green Ranger was White Ranger also? And then he's about to kill him. He goes up to kill him. He's like, all right, I'm going to cut you into pieces, Red Ranger. And then Mezogog shows up. Mezogog and Zeltrak show up. And they're like, don't let me stop you from killing him. And he's like, what do you want?
And then Mezogog is like, we have
business
to discuss.
I wrote down business. But also, Connor sits up. He's like, get out of here, Mezogog. And Zeltrax just blasts him. And Zeltrax does have his, like, cyan-colored ones laser back. So I guess they just ran out of that color ink when they were printing his lightning before. So they used purple instead.
It's like a mood lightning.
Right. So he's blasting. He's like, Mezogog's like, I'll help you destroy the Power Rangers. And you will be one of my subjects when I rule the planet. And White Ranger's like, pass, and then leaves.
I will say no to that.
I say no to that. I disagree. And he leaves. And then I guess he jumps in the Dragozord. He calls the Dragozord, just jumps in his forehead and flies away.
They fly away,
It's so so funny. This is just a series of events. It's like Connor has this big dramatic death, but then he, like, powers up, and then he kills the White Ranger, who then psychs him and shoots him in the butt more. And then WrestleCon shows up to talk about business.
You remember from Star Wars Episode 1? He lives down in Jar Jar's thing. Business. He's always like... That's Mezogog. He's just a business. I don't know. It was fun. It was a fun scene. I had a good time watching it.
So then Zeltrax is like, do you want me to kill the Red Ranger since we're here? And Mezogog's like, no. And I was like, come on, just kill him while he's here.
Just kill him. He was about to be killed by the White Ranger and you stopped it. And now you're like, well, we'll let him live so that the White Ranger will find him again.
That I like. If he was just like, no, and then they left, I'd be like, come on, Mezogog. But he doesn't do that. He's like, the White Ranger has an infatuation with this one. We'll leave him as like live bait, basically. And I really like that. Because they never kill the Power Rangers, but it's always just because they leave. Like,
yeah,
it's always for no. This one, there's actually a reason he doesn't kill him, and that's all I want, and that's why I like Mezogog a lot. So then, we cut to whenever Tommy and Kira showed up, they called all the auxiliary zords to just start chomping it at Angor. Right?
Do you think the Brachiozord is ever gonna do anything?
I want it to, and I want it to just kill the monster in one hit, and Tommy to be like, that's why we don't use it, because it's not fair, and Zordon had a whole rule about fairness.
I thought he was I think he calls the auxiliary zords when I thought he was going to tell the Brachiozord to turn into, like, man mode or something.
That would be radical.
Because then the big neck could just be, the weapon part, and the body turns into a man.
Yeah.
But... instead, all the little Zords jump out of its back.
They just pop out. But we cut back after he's like, leave him. The White Ranger will come get him later. And then I can talk to the White Ranger more. Because Mezogog was like, I want to know what his deal is. He doesn't like me. Tommy and Kira are just standing far away, just shooting their lasers at the big giant Angor while the other Zords like bite at him and stuff. And they're just like, get him.
Yeah, the Pachyzord's just like punching him. The other one is cutting him up with that scissor tail.
Yeah.
And what's the other one?
The
Dimetrodon? Is it a Dimetrodon?
It's like a saw. The saw back.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're just attacking him, and then it's just like little tiny Kira and Tommy off the side, like beep, 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 beep. That's when Ethan shows up right after Mezogog leaves. And Connor's like, thanks for showing up. Would have been cool to have help 25 minutes ago,
yeah.
Ethan.
And Ethan picks him up and is like, are you okay? And Connor's like, yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm just sad, I guess. So Kira and Tommy are doing that. We cut to Mezogog for a second, who's like, the Rangers. But then, this is weird. So White Ranger, who is, I alternate between calling him Twent. Damn it, Biznaz, you got me delusional. Trent and White Ranger, I alternate between them because, like, the White Ranger is clearly, like, another thing, right? Like, it's not Trent. Trent's just in there. But he, for no reason, just puts the Stego and the Dragozord together, just, like, kind of somewhere. And I know it's not here because Mezogog sees this and goes, well, okay, well, now Angor teleport away from there and go attack the White Ranger. If he doesn't want to join us, we'll just beat him up, I guess. So is Trent just like, I just want to be in my cool Megazord again. Let me see what this is like.
I think he was probably like, I'm gonna just going to take this back while I have the chance.
Well, no one's looking. Like, regain control. Maybe. So then they go fight. And I do kind of love the Dino Stegazord. It just rocks Angor's whole world. It just whips his whole ass. It's really good. It kills him. He does like a laser after beating him up regular style. He has like this big laser that blows him up. And then he like FaceTimes Mezogog and is like, I don't work for anybody. And then we go away from there. And I thought the episode was just about over. But we go back to cyberspace. Cassidy's doing something. She's trying to look something up. I forget what. I think she's trying to find the home addresses of the punk kids that threw a bunch of dirt on her and stuff.
They're showered now too. They're ungarbaged. Yes.
Devin runs up and he's like, Cassie, I remember where I was. I remember what happened. She's like, your shirt does not match your pants. He's like, I had to get dressed in a hurry. So like, sorry. But I got the White Ranger on tape. And she's like, where? He's like, the camera. And she's like, and that is? He's like, oh, it's at my house. Yeah, right.
I knew I forgot something.
I do still have a concussion. And then Cassidy says something to the effect of, like, if you... I don't remember the start
of it. She says, if you get my hopes up again, I will haunt you for every waking moment of the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Basically.
She's like, if you get my hopes up and let me down again, I'm going to marry you and I will make your life miserable like a sitcom marriage.
Yeah.
Forever.
You'll be one of those dads that
you'll
hates
be
their
Al Bundy.
Wife. Yeah. You'll be Al Bundy. You'll be like, oh, marriage sucks. Why'd you do it?
Marriage sucks. And then you look at gorgeous ass Katie Sagal there, dressed like she's from New Jersey. How dare you, Al Bundy? So we cut back to the Rangers, who are like, what is up with the White Ranger? Why does he fight Mezagog but also us? And Tommy's like, I don't know. And then Connor's like, hey, I got a whole upgrade. And Tommy's like, yeah, you got more powers in you that you haven't like quite unleashed yet. Like, you know. And everyone just accepts this, and they're like, okay, anything else you're not telling us? He's like, no, nothing.
So can they all do that, or is that his muscle butt suit?
I don't think it's a muscle butt suit, because the way Tommy says it, it's like, all of you can do this, you just need to find it. So I'm really hoping that for once, all of the Rangers get an upgrade. That would be pretty neat, and not just the boys. If Kira doesn't get one, I'm going to be so fucking mad.
Well, you're already going to be mad in a couple of weeks, so you might as well just add to the pile, I guess.
So
I hope nobody else gets it, because I don't think it looks as cool as they wanted it to.
I like it. I don't think it looks as cool as they think it does, but I do like it. And I hope they're a little different, you know? Like, Kira could get wings because she's a pterodactyl, even though that would be kind of weird. Or maybe,
yeah, and Ethan can get a big neck shield.
You can get a big neck shield?
A big satellite dish.
Yeah, you look like a Prime Star dish. It'd be great. So Tommy's like, I need to go get the fossil finder. And Connor's like, I'll do it. And he's like, y'all had a day. I'll go get it. Don't worry. Go to class or whatever. I forget what he says. And he's like, teacher's order. No, that's earlier when he says teacher's orders. When he's like, go play. Teacher's
go order. Have fun. That's an order.
Or else. Yeah. We cut to, I don't know where this, it's like a parking garage that's also a dump. Like, you know, there's just a bunch of stuff here. And so Tommy's, he hears the beeping of the fossil finder, and he goes up and it's plugged into this thing. Like it's plugged into like a suitcase that opens up and has computer stuff in it. He's like, what? And he hears like a clanging and he looks over and Trent's there. And Trent looks even more on drugs than he did earlier. And he's like in pain. And he's like, oh, what am I doing here? And Tommy's like, I don't know. We got to go though. Cause like clearly something is going to happen here. And then Trent like pushes him away and starts like pain morphing into the White Ranger. And Tommy's like, I never would have seen that coming. And that's on you, Tommy, because I think everybody else did see it coming, like, the whole time. They morph and they fight, and he calls Haley, and he's like, I know who the White Ranger is. And before he can say Haley, the White Ranger is Trent, he's like, the White Ranger is, and then Trent shoots him with, like, an amber gun and fossilizes him in amber like a mosquito from Jurassic Park.
They're going to have to extract his DNA to make a new Tommy.
Well, then we'll have three Tommies running around.
Yeah, they'll extract his DNA and mix it with frog DNA to fill in the gaps.
Yeah. Oh, that's why they can reproduce. Ah, beans. Way to go, Dr. Hammond. So, yeah, he gets trapped in amber, and then the episode ends.
It's just over now. Isn't that a nice little bow to wrap up this saga with?
So, on the one hand, come on. But on the other hand, I
just
don't,
like,
hate it. Like,
for our show, it sucks, but just, like, make it a four-parter or end it here.
Because, like, the good thing about this episode is that it is part three, and it does, like, connect to the others. Even the dumb Lost Boys stuff does trail over in a way that is, like, this is part three. I forgot about it, but...
It connects to the past ones, and it pushes forward.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's no reason for the next episode to not just be part four.
And it's not even like I don't want episodes to end on cliffhangers that aren't multi-parters. Like, that's fine. If an episode ends on a cliffhanger and then, like, the next episode is not like a part two of it, that's fine. But it's weird to do that with a part three.
It's weird to do that in a part three where you're like, you're very clearly telling this story of the White Ranger. And yeah. We don't even know why Trent doesn't know what he's doing when he is the White Ranger.
Right. And also, like, if you think back to Green with Evil, five episodes of Green with Evil, five parts.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of it, Tommy was good, right?
Yes.
This is not, he's still evil. Like, Trent is still possessed by the White Ranger.
Yeah.
Excuse me, that stuck up on me. So, like,
if they were going to do it this way, these three episodes should just not be named White Thunder Part 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
They should just have, like, White Thunder could be Part 1, and then, like, 2 and 3 would just have different titles.
It would make more sense if it was, like, White Thunder Part 1 and 2, right? And then that was, like, the White Ranger is here now and kicking our butts, right? But it ends in a way that's like it's got to move into the next one, so they made it a part three. But then he, like, the White Ranger is not wrapped up, and I don't dislike that. I just feel like I'm trained to expect that by the end of a saga like this that, like, the Bad Ranger will be good now, but that's not it, and it's just, like, a little weird.
The last number in a numbered story arc like this usually has the resolution to it, and it doesn't this time.
And this is just like
it's weird.
It's like an arrival arc rather than, like, the whole thing. Like, the it's evil. It's just like the White Ranger's here now, and dislike it. It's just a little weird.
Maybe he'll be evil the whole time.
That would be cool, but I feel like Trent would turn into a skeleton by the end of it. Like, he would decompose.
He would be an empty husk, and the White Ranger would just take over. He would be like a parasect.
He's already very rough looking.
Yeah. Trent's having a hard time.
He's having a hard time. Let's rank
White
the episodes.
White Ranger took his job.
Actually, we don't need to rank the episodes yet. Josh, I started. What's the best?
No, we do need to rank it. This is part three.
But not until the end. We got to do the best, worst, and MVP. We're skipping ahead.
The best. What is the best? I don't know, man.
I mean, I was going to say the best is Cassidy saying that the Power Rangers should be grounded, but that's not who she was talking about.
No, that was wrong. It could still be the best, but that's not what happened.
It didn't happen in the episode.
I think the best is, as much as we laughed at it, and I don't think that was the intention, the whole scene where Mezagog shows up and there's the dialogue with the White Ranger, I think is the best.
I think, yeah.
Because the White Ranger gets to give the, like, I'm on my side speech.
Right.
He jumps into a giant flying Zord and flies away.
Right.
And Mezagog is like, well, that did not go according to my plans. We'll have to meet up later to talk more business.
I'm going to say the best is the Zord fight between... Maybe not the Zord fight, but just the Stegazord, the Dino Stegazord itself. I'm going to say that's the best. It looked cool. I liked all of its tricks that it did. It whipped the hell out of Angor, which is pretty great. I'm going to say that, I think. No, I take that back. I'm also going to say it's that scene. Because I feel like you're trained to be like, yeah, the Bad Ranger works with the bad guy. That will happen. But this time it's just like, no, I'm just a bad Power Ranger. I just have all the, like, Power Ranger stuff, but I'm also bad.
Of all the bad Rangers, Tommy's the only one that really was, like, actually working for Rita. Because the Psycho Rangers had their own agenda that they were trying to undermine Astronema.
Yeah, Zenaku, though, did work for Master Org.
That's true.
But yeah, I think it's kind of 50-50.
But then even, like, the Thunder Rangers last season...
They worked for Lothar to start, though.
They worked for Lothar, but, like, for their own
means. Yeah. I don't know. I just think that was a good scene. I'm also going to best that. What's the worst?
I like a dynamic bad guy. See Lost in space with, like, Darkonda and... Is that his name?
Yeah,
where there's, like, you know, there's a whole group of bad guys, and they're all, like, working against the Rangers, but not together. And I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah. It's a good anyway.
The worst is that they just used Angor again.
Yeah.
He got snipped to bits.
I think the worst is how gross Cassidy and Devin looked when they were covered in garbage and what I thought was chicken poop.
It was pretty nasty. It did just look like a massive amount of bird poop with like some crumpled up paper thrown on it. It's
pretty gross. I'm going
to
work that.
This is what happens to the imaginary food when it dries on you.
Yeah, don't. Dang, Rufio. He doesn't tell the lost kids this thing.
Bangarang.
Bangarang. Dangarang. Indeed. So, who's MVP?
It's hard not to just keep giving it to the White Ranger in these episodes.
Yeah, I'm not going to, but I do agree that it is hard to not do that.
The only other one I could do is Connor, I think.
That's who I'm giving it to, Connor.
I think that's where I'm going to go. Because he did, even though he had to have like weird teeth grow out of his arms and legs, he did get the best of the White Ranger for a second.
Yeah, and also, like, when he saw that, like, Trent was looking real rough and then ran away, like, don't look at me and don't talk to me, and then ran away, he's like, I'm still gonna need, I need to help him. Like, I can't just let him go run into the woods by himself.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm gonna give it to Connor. Now we need to rank it.
Now we can rank it. Do we... I think the three episodes are pretty good episodes. I don't know if the non-conclusion brings it down or not.
I don't think it does for me terribly.
I don't think it should.
I like it as a series a lot, like as a group of episodes. I think it worked really well, even though it is like I had like the Power Rangers sensibilities that I have been led to like expect. It does kind of eschew them a little bit, and that is like a little challenging. But I still think it was like a good set of episodes. Plus, the fights were really good. There was a lot of them, but it wasn't like, oh, tune out the fights. It was like, oh, I'm going to watch these fights. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't think it's as good as Diva in Distress, but I do think it's better than Golden Boy.
What happened in Golden Boy?
Golden Boy is when Zeltrax made a son named Goldenrod.
Yeah, I think this is better than that.
Who, I remind everyone, Tommy killed when he was a giant by just hitting three different buttons on his Brachio staff.
Yeah.
And that was not satisfying.
You can't do that to the White Ranger.
Or Angor, I guess. You got to shoot him with your little gun.
Pew, pew.
Pew, 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 pew. So coming in at number three is White Thunder.
Not bad. I do wish it wrapped up. That's my only real hang up with the series of these episodes.
Same. But on the upside.
I also would not have that hang up if they were not titled the same. So, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, but on the upside, Tommy stuck in Amber now, so it's just going to be the kids doing stuff, and I'm kind of excited for that.
He'll be better by the end of the next episode.
Or this is that, Shannon told me that he just, like, leaves for a little while, because, like, his kid got born, and it was in his contract that, like, he could leave, so.
Oh, maybe. And they just have, like, his suit frozen in his basement in Amber.
And they're just going to, I don't know when that happens.
Maybe they do have to clone him with frogs, who knows?
Maybe. I don't know, but yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Someone else get to be the Black Ranger while he's gone?
I don't know. Or it'll just be the Black Ranger. Like, if we won't see Tommy, we'll just see the Black Ranger and it'll be voiceover.
Oh, yeah. That could be.
Maybe. I don't know. But I guess we'll find out.
I'm wondering if Trent is going to take two more episodes to be turned good. And it's going to kind of mirror the Green with Evil 5 partner.
Maybe.
From like a beginning to end. Because this is kind of your eclipsing Megazord, which I don't remember where that falls in the five parts.
I think that was three. And then Jason's battle was four?
Maybe. I think so.
We talk about this all the time I never remember.
Never remember. Jason was stuck in the space cage. Tommy is stuck in Amber. So it's like, it's there.
It's the same parallels. It's like poetry, Josh. It rhymes. So that's going to do it for us for today. I think next week there's only going to be one episode because I will have had to edit three episodes this week and I would like to not do two next week. Also, that way we can get back on Mondays or odds, Fridays or evens, which is mostly just for us. So,
right,
Josh, what's the next episode called? Do you still have it pulled up?
I should. Truth and Consequences.
That's where Cactus Jack is from.
New Mexico, yeah. Very specific episode.
I can't wait for Cactus Jack to come beat up the White Ranger?
Throw him off the Hell in the Cell. No, he fell off the Hell.
He fell off the Hell.
That was Mankind. That was not Cactus Jack.
No, he's going to do an elbow drop onto concrete or something like that.
Just double arm DDT him through a flaming table. On a thumbtacks.
Cactus Jack rules, man.
White Ranger can't handle Cactus Jack.
I don't think so. All right. We'll see you on Monday for Cactus Jack. But until then, may the power protect you. little baby six. You gotta get the date.
Oh, beans. Yep. Oh no. You know, I already looked it up earlier just to make sure that this wasn't like a four-parter.
God, what a terrible surprise that would have been, huh?